Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Nechama Goldman, and today we will be studying Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chaf Dalet, Chapter 24. This chapter delineates the 24 watches into which David split all the families of the Kohanim, 16 from the line of Eleazar, and 8 from Itamar. The reason why there are twice as many from Eleazar will be discussed below. We will also see the division of the remaining Levim into a corresponding 24 watches. The division of the 24 watch of the Kohanim begins with the very first Kohanim, Aaron and his sons, including the two who died on the day that the Mishkan was completed, Nadav and Avihu. We read in verses 1 and 2, V'livnei Aaron, machlekotam b'nei Aharon Nadav v'Avihu Eleazar v'Itamar. And the sons of Aaron, their divisions. The sons of Aaron were Nadav and Avihu, Eleazar and Itamar. Ve'yamot Nadav v'Avihu lifnei Avihem, uvanim lo hayu lahem, ve'yechahanu Eleazar v'Itamar. And Nadav and Avihu died before their father, and they had no sons, and Eleazar and Itamar served as priests. Perhaps the mention of Nadav and Avihu and their untimely death, which is hinted at in the phrase before their father, serves as a warning for these Kohanim that David is mentioning to always properly serve Hashem. The reason why they died is ambiguous. According to the verses in Vayikra, chapter 10, 1 through 2, it seems clear their death was caused by a strange fire. The verses read, "The sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, took a pan and placed fire within and put incense upon the fire. They brought before Hashem a strange fire, which they had not been commanded to bring. A fire came out from in front of Hashem and consumed them. They died in front of Hashem." While this would seem to be a blatant disregard for the mitzvot of Hashem, Moshe then says to Aaron in verse 3, "This is what Hashem had referred to. I will be sanctified by those close to me. Thus I will be honored by the entire people." And Aaron was silent. The Midrashim are equally unclear as to the cause of their death. According to Vayikra Rabbah, they did not marry because they saw themselves as above all women. Rabbi Levi said they were conceited. Many women awaited them eagerly to marry them. But what did they say? "Our uncle is king. Our other uncle is the head of a tribe. Our father is high priest. We are his two assistants. What woman is worthy of us?" The Gemara in Sanhedrin 52a describes them as impatient to lead after Aaron and Moshe would die. Moshe and Aaron were walking along as Nadav and Avihu were behind them, and all of Israel behind them. Nadav said to Avihu, "When these two elders die, you and I will lead this generation." Hashem said to them, "Let's see who buries whom." The Tanhuma, however, says their only sin was that which explicitly stated in the Torah. In four places, the death of the sons of Aaron is mentioned, and each time their sin is mentioned with it, in order to teach you that this was their only sin. Another midrash in Vayikra Rabbah notes the use of the phrase "lifnei Aaron," before Aaron, in the original verses in Vayikra. It says "lifnei Hashem," before God, twice. This comes to teach us that this tragedy was twice as difficult for Hashem as it was for Aaron. Ezra clearly wanted the current Kohanim, who would serve in the temple, to be aware of the sacredness of their duty and chose to include them in this list, even though they did not have any descendants. The rabbis discuss, in Ta'anit 27a, the discrepancy between the number of watches of Eleazar and Itamar. Why does Eleazar have twice as many? They explain, "It is taught in another Braita. Moses instituted for the Jews 16 priestly watches, 8 from Eleazar and 8 from Itamar. And when the descendants of Eleazar grew more numerous than the descendants of Itamar, he divided the descendants of Eleazar and established them together with the descendants of Itamar as 24 watches. As it is stated, and there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Itamar, and they were divided thus. Of the sons of Eleazar, there were 16 heads of fathers' houses, and of the sons of Itamar, according to their fathers' houses, 8. 1 Chronicles 24:4. And it says, "One father's house taken for Eleazar, and proportionately for Itamar." 1 Chronicles 24:6. Verse 5 tells us how they arranged the order of the 24 divisions. Vayach lekum begoralot ela im ela. Ki hayu sare kodesh v'sare alokim yibnei alazar uvivnei itamar. And they divided them by lots, these with those, because they were princes of the sanctuary and princes of God, of the sons of Eleazar and of the sons of Itamar. Radak explains that this was done by lots, so that there would be no hierarchy. The first was not better than the second, since it was all done by lots. Each family name was written down and placed in a box to be pulled out according to the lot. The only status that was not decided in this way was that of the high priest, the Kohen Gadol. Radak already explained in the very first chapter of our book that only the descendants of Eleazar could be the Kohen Gadol. He traces this back to Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, in Bamidbar chapter 25, when he zealously ended a plague by killing Zimri, the prince of the tribe of Shimon, and Cozbi, a Midianite princess, who were engaged in inappropriate behavior in front of the tent of meeting. Hashem rewarded him for this action with a covenant of peace, an eternal covenant of kehuna, priesthood. This promise began when Tzadok, his descendant, was appointed by Shlomo to be the Kohen Gadol of the completed Beit HaMikdash. The procedure of writing up and drawing the lots is described in verse 6. Vayichtavim Shmaya ben Netanel hasofer, Min ha-Levi, lifnei ha-Melech, ve-ha-Sarim, ve-Tzadok ha-Kohen, ve-Achimelech ben Aviatar, ve-Rashei ha-Avot la-Kohanim, ve-la-Levi'im, beit-Av, echad, achuz, le-Elazar, ve-achuz, achuz, le-Itamar. And Shmaya, the son of Netanel the scribe, of the Levites, wrote them before the king and the princes, and Tzadok the priest, and Achimelech the son of Aviatar, and the leaders of the father's houses of the priests and of the Levites, one father's house established for Eleazar, and what was established for Itamar remained established. Vayikra Rabbah has a very interesting interpretation of this verse. Rather than viewing it as an event during the time of King David, the rabbis view it as another description of Moshe Rabbeinu. They tell us that Shmaya is Moshe because Shama Ka, Hashem heard his prayer. Ben Natan El, because he was a son, Ben, that was given Natan the Torah. Hasofer, because he was the counter, sofer, of Israel. Halevi, he was from the tribe of Levi. Before the king and princes, before the king of kings, Hashem and his Beit Din. Tzadok, in this interpretation, is Aaron. Achimelech, because he was the brother, Ach, of the king, Melech. Ben Aviatar, since Hashem Viter canceled, through him, the sin of the golden calf. What follows next are the lists of Kohanim and then Levim, who were heads of these divisions. Mitzudat David points out when the names do not agree with other lists and tells us how the names correspond to recognize the continuity and consistency with other texts. Once again, David shows us his dedication to his son and Hashem in his attention to details for the future Beit HaMikdash. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.